And who was the owner of the store at that time?
Pardon?
Who was the owner of the store?
Well, he was a man named Leonard Heseltine, and he was a pharmacist. And the store was a pharmacy. But of course, I wasn't a pharmacist, but we had to make quite a few arrangements to continue as a pharmacy for a couple of years with the help of a drug pharmacy in Waterbury.
So was Stafford's here at that? Because Stafford's
yes, they were.
All right, so they were not. They had been in this Lackey's building prior to 1942, I believe.
Yeah.
And then they must have gone.
They just reversed.
They reversed. So Stafford's moved down the street and opened the funeral parlor in the building. And they were not a pharmacy then?
No.
So they were not. Okay, they were not. So,
no.
So this was the only pharmacy in town.
We were almost identical stores, except they had a big line of gifts, which we didn't.
Yeah.
But everything else is practically the same.
You had a soda fountain.
We had a fountain and they had a fountain.
They did?
Oh. Yeah.
And
they had patent medicines and we had patent medicines. We had newspapers.
But you were able to continue as a pharmacist. Did you have a pharmacist come in so you could do prescription medications?
No, we never did. No, for about 2 years, I'd say, we accepted prescriptions, sent them to Waterbury on the bus or a taxi, which went down to Waterbury twice a day to meet the trains because there were still skiers arriving aboard the trains.
And what year was this that you purchased this building, Lackey's?
When we purchased the building?
What year?
Late 1950s, I guess.
Late 1950s.
When we purchased the building.
Okay.
A woman from Ohio owned the building.
Ah.
And we rented from her.
Okay, so how about the business? When you took over the business, what year would that have been?
1950.
So 1950, you came into town, you made the arrangement with the pharmacist to purchase the business, and then 10 years later, essentially, you bought the building from the lady in Ohio. So you said that you would send the prescriptions down
via a taxi service, yeah.
And they would bring the prescriptions from that pharmacist in the pharmacy in Waterbury.
Yep.
What pharmacy was it in Waterbury?
Well, in those days, it was called Vincent's.
Sure.
And I don't know what it's called now.
Yeah, it's the new, it's Kenny Drugs right now.
It was on Main Street.
Next to the village, next to the market there?
No.
Okay. Because there was a Vincent's that was next to the market that closed.
Well, yes, you're right. That was, I dealt with the old man, his father.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'd forgotten, you're right.
Yeah, Vincent's. The son, okay.